what practically are we going to get from a naughty reading? What is the use of knowing your father's name, which you already know, your mother's name, which you already know, your wife's name, which you already know, everything you know? And however the naughty or the reader is able to get these things, and what methodologies have been used, they are useful for scientists to go and find out. And there is no precise science to know about all those things, because it is an intuitive experience. Intuition is involved, both for the naughty reader and for the person who is getting the reading. The naughty reader will usually freak out. What if I go wrong? Because the, you know, this, most of my followers are Americans and Europeans second, and they have no Tamil names or Indian names. So the naughty reader has every reason to freak out. But if he is in a state of the non-mind, without any linguistic help from the conscious mind, he has to absolutely depend on the divine to reveal. He will only be a medium. And that is where the value of Nadi comes. You are getting divine help. You will be told, why are you suffering? You are suffering because you cheated some people. Most of the time they will tell you how many people you cheated or disrespectful or lied or stole something. All these things will be there. And you will be, when you go into meditation, you will be able to know that. See, if you want a scientific understanding behind it, you can go and read Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. And there, Patanjali gives techniques to how to go back in time and then know about your past life. So life is a continuation. It's not that the life is gone once the body drops dead and you are cremated or buried or whatever. But the consciousness remains, and then it continues. And then whatever bad things you have done, they will haunt you. They will make you to suffer financially, physically, relationship-wise. And also, you may screw up your opportunities, but Nadi will help you to prevent that from happening by giving divine remedies. The divine remedies mostly are in the form of going to a certain temple. Sometimes a lot of temples for some people. These temples were built thousands of years ago. By who? By saints who decided to go there and then attain samadhi. That means they are still living in the temple. And then they are not visible. They are sometimes, Patanjali for instance, he's still meditating in the temple in my birthplace, Rameshwaram. So there is a tomb for him. And he is still meditating under the underground. And I was drawn to that corner of the temple. It's a huge temple, humongous temple. When I was young, when I did not know who Patanjali was. And later on, I had many naughty readings that I also lived the life, one life as Patanjali himself. So these things are very valuable to me. Now I can understand Patanjali's Yoga Sutra better than anybody else, although I'm not a scholar of Sanskrit language. But they will be revealed to me more than to other people because I had that lifetime. But now I have gone beyond my, now I spend most of my time trying to understand nuclear physics. That's where, so that's now, that's my personal take from knowledge, what Nadi can guide me into. But that is not also an accident, it was also foretold. So what is going to happen to you is you will be told after the leaf, when they find the leaf, they won't give the reading right after. They will have to go and find another bundle where you will find their reading. And the reading will tell you the predictions and then your past life and the remedies that you have to do in order to overcome the problems you have. And there should be a very educated understanding about it. But you know what happened is Nadi has not been properly used, because people go on and they think that I had a reading, I'm done, and so there's nothing to be more than that. No, I will tell you how can you use it in your life. Once the reading is here, yesterday, I happened to read a Nadi reading that was given to me in 2012. And the reading said, in 2012, you have blood sugar, the number is 150, don't believe that reading. The instruments are not that scientific. This is Agastya's reading. I'll tell you what to do. Just one onion, he said, and some cumin seeds, fry them, and then you can eat with the food or by itself. Your blood will be purified. Oh my God, I just started doing that. The reason why, and why did I read that at this time? Because I needed, because my numbers was never this high. It was always under control. So this is, I'm not suggesting a medical remedy or not. This is the kind of reading that you will get. God bless.